This is The Writing Life with Ann Croker. Learning a new subject, let's take science. Learning science can almost feel like learning a foreign language with all of the technical terms associated with various concepts. Well, years ago, I read a study tip that suggested thinking just that way. Actually view a class like science as if you're learning a foreign language and start with the vocabulary. The tip is, before reading the chapter, flip to the end of it and look at the list of vocabulary words. Read each word along with its definition and make an effort to memorize them. Out of context, the words will be challenging to lock into memory, but the effort will make them more familiar to the ear and provide a cursory understanding of the subject matter. Reading the chapter after that step, the student encounters the words in context and will feel more comfortable with the material. Engage with the class discussions, write papers more knowledgeably. By the end of the chapter, that person learns the lingo and starts tossing around those terms with confidence. Every industry has its own lingo. It's those insider words that leave outsiders feeling out of it or ignorant when they really just haven't learned the terms and the acronyms and the phrases associated with that business. The publishing world is like that too. Whether we're talking about traditional publishing or the online writing world, lingo abounds, and writers are expected to navigate both and understand all that lingo. A lot of the writers I work with as a writing coach feel frustrated because they've got writing talent, they've got skills, they've got experience. Maybe they're trying to sell a book or start a blog or submit to an online magazine, and they end up confused and frustrated. They haven't entered that world. They're not an insider yet, and they don't know the lingo. There's never been a time like this when anyone can start a blog and engage in social media. It's an amazing time for writers. Anyone can do these things if they can learn the lingo of the publishing world and understand how the technology it's so dependent on works. But the new technology requires new terminology, and the newcomer can feel lost in lingo. Someone new to the game may not, let's say, have a website or a blog yet, so they aren't even sure what a dashboard is or how to embed video. Technology terms like search engine optimization, organic reach, hyperlinks, and HTML don't seem like concepts for a writing life. Print on demand, MailChimp, HostGator, WordPress, these are all new concepts. Then there are publishing terms like one-sheets, queries, simultaneous submissions, and platform. If you're that writer or you know a writer who has expressed frustration at not understanding how things work and what things mean, tell them this, please. Don't be afraid. Use that science textbook tip and start to learn the lingo. Type a new word into Google or Bing and read articles about it. Subscribe to relevant blogs. Watch YouTube tutorials to hear the word pronounced and see how experts explain it. Inform yourself. Yes, there will be a lot to learn, but start learning. Start saying the words out loud. Ask some friends who know more about them to explain it all. As you learn one word, you're going to learn five more unfamiliar terms. So just keep a list and just work your way through them. If you do this work, I promise you that slowly the unfamiliar will become more familiar and you'll have a base to build on. In time, you'll learn the lingo and start to feel less like a foreigner and more like an insider. You'll feel more comfortable and confident engaging in this online writing and publishing world. Before long, you'll be tossing around those terms like an expert. The more you understand what the lingo means, the more you'll understand how things work. And then the more confident you'll be to dive into this world and do the writing that you wanted to do all along.